John, after quite an eventful life in farming, in that 1971, you arrived at the White Arch Fruit Farm, owned by Trevor and Alan Miller.
Yeah.
They'd asked you to join them working there. Can you tell us where that fruit farm was?
The cold store building still exists, of course, on the main road, and is occupied now by Andrew Close. But I don't know what he's done inside the building, but there were four big cold stores in that building, and also the machinery for grading and packing the apples and pears, strawberries in season, raspberries, all that sort of thing was grown there.
Oh, a lot of berry fruits, not just apples.
What they call top fruit, which is apples and pears, and soft fruit.
Can you remember the species of apple and pear?
Oh, yes. Well, Cox's, of course, was the main apple for eating apple, Bramley's for cooking apple. And then they were trying to bring back a lot of the old varieties, Blenheim Orange and Egremont Russet and things like that. They were trying to introduce those when they unfortunately, of course, decided that they could no longer do it. And I was able, of course, as a salesman, to get a lot of the people I served, greengrocers, interested in some of these older varieties. But, of course, it didn't come to anything. No. So
your job, basically, was as a salesman. What exactly did that involve?
Well, the worst part about it, in a way, was when in strawberry time, I had to travel to the different outlets. For instance, I went down, calling on greengrocers mostly, down as far as Welling. The best place I had was Luton, where I served a lot of the greengrocers. And at that time, there was quite a lot of money in Luton because places like Electrolux and Vauxhall were thriving. So that was a good place to go. But also went up as far as Bedford and all stations in between, Hitchin and Letchworth, Baldock, Stevenage. Stevenage was a difficult place because most of the greengrocers had come out of London when Stevenage was built, because it was a new town and to house people from London. So they came with all their contacts for the London markets. So that wasn't terribly easy to get them interested in local produce.
But you obviously took samples with you.
Oh, I just set off with a van load of stuff to sell. And on a Good Friday, I would actually sell 3 ton of fruit. And that meant handling 6 ton, because I had to load it onto the van and load it off again. That was of course, was in Luton.
And you enjoyed that because it was obviously very different from your animals and your love of animals.
Oh, it was. It was a challenge too, to set off in the morning with a van load of strawberries, which you knew you'd got to sell. It's no good bringing them back again because you've. that really was a challenge.
But what time in the morning did you set off?
Well, it wasn't. I used to set off from. We used to load the van in the morning, and then I'd set off before 8 o'clock. But obviously, it wasn't any good getting to any of the shops before 9 because they weren't there. Shopkeepers hadn't opened up. So, and then I'd be home again, perhaps 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening.
So you did that for quite a while, and then things changed.
Yes, well, 75 and 76 were two very hot summers, and the fruit was very small. So obviously we weren't able to make as much money as we ought to have done if they'd grown full size. Plus the fact that the government were paying fruit farmers a subsidy to pull up the orchards. And as Alan and Trevor Miller were already arable farmers, that fitted in with their arable farm, where they pulled the orchards up and planted them with wheat. Of course, later on, of course, the government decided they were growing too much wheat, but that's another story.
So, therefore, you and the fellow workers...
most of us were made redundant, and that was quite a blow, really, because that employed either full-time or part-time a lot of local people. But anyway, that's what happened then.
Oh, thank you very much, John. That's very interesting.